You in the Lord's house. You pray and trust the Lord to help us this morning. Say something from the Word of God to His glory. Appreciate God's help this week. What He's done for us. Answered prayer. Got many more. We're praying to Him and believe Him to do it. I'm reminded quite often Jesus said, not whether I can do it, it's whether you can believe. And faith pleases God. And if I can believe Him this morning, He gave me the faith to believe Him. And it all circles right back around to Him, Brother Danny, that I can believe God and we can see great mighty things, have seen great mighty things, but there's much more to come. And we're still here on this earth, still believe God. And me and Brother Hyatt just talking. You know God's the same age He was when He walked on this earth? Ain't changed one bit, Brother Robert. Ain't changed one bit. How can you even compare any time to eternity? You can't. There's nothing there to compare it to. He had no beginning and no ending, and He always has been. But this morning, He ever liveth to make intercession. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and He's alive this morning. He died one time, but He won't die again. He don't have to, because what He did is eternal. And it pleased the Godhead, what always had been, Brother Hyatt, for Him to come to Calvary and die. He did that. It's done. Y'all know when Jesus cried on Calvary, He said it is finished. That means He meant it was finished. It was all done. Wasn't nothing else to do. It's complete. Ain't nothing else. We don't look to another. Ephesians chapter 4 this morning. Let's look in the Bible, the Word of God, and we'll trust the Lord to help us and try to give you what God's given me and may it help our hearts. I'm reminding you now that Paul here is writing. He is writing to a local church. This Word of God is wrote to us also. But he specifically is writing to the church at Ephesus here. He told them to walk worthy. He told them to forbear one another. He told them to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He's speaking directly to them in this letter, in this epistle that he wrote. And thank God it's pinned down in the Word of God, and we have it this morning. He said here in the Word of God in verse number 10, I'm going to look there, and we'll move on. I won't stay there long. But he said, he that descended is the same also that ascended. Paul was sent, I'm telling you, in this scripture, Paul was reiterating, if I can say this, if he's reiterating, Brother Hyatt, what the psalmist proclaimed and what Jesus himself proclaimed while he was here on this earth. Jesus was thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't think it robbery to say, Brother Hyatt, when he was walking on this earth, that he came down from his Father in heaven. He came down, thank God. And he's saying here in the Word of God, he that descended is the same also that ascended. He's one and the same. There's not two different people, thank God. He came down from heaven, and he ascended back up to heaven, thank God. He went back to where he came from, the same place, not to a different place. He went right back, thank God, to the throne of God. He said, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, he said here in the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God said that he is made higher than the heavens. He said far above. And really, if you look at this scripture and you look at what he's speaking of in the context of scripture, he said far above all heavens that he might fill all things. It looks to me like in this verse, in this context, in this scripture, this is the same place. Paul said that. I read it. He said he knew a man and where Paul went and he's saying things that way. He couldn't speak of them. When he come back, it looks to me like Paul went, and Paul was in the presence of God where he was at. And Jesus here, he's far above all heavens. Listen, what you can see ain't even close to where he's at. What we can see, all them telescopes and all they can see out in outer space, Brother Robert, he's far way beyond all the starry heaven. There is a starry heaven. There is a heaven in the sky. We can see the clouds are floating this morning. We can see the star. They said last week, I seen it, they said you could see Jupiter and Venus, I think. It was real bright, too. Looked like Tristan thought it was a plane. I said, that thing ain't moving. That ain't no plane. If it is, it's a helicopter up real high. And I didn't even know that. Found out the next night that's what it was. But you can see that. That's part of what God made. That's what part of what God put in the starry heaven. He put it there. You say, how you know he put it there? Because it was created, and there was nothing created without him, thank God. If it's there, he did it. Yes. That's hard for some people to believe, but that's simple to put. But if it's there, he made it, thank God. If it's there, he said seen and unseen, thank God, that's created for him and by him. Thank God, and without that, there wasn't anything made. So when you look at that, it was amazing to me, and that's exactly what I thought, Sister Jennifer. I said, God put them in the sky, and they're right where he wants them to be tonight. And a month from now, you won't be able to see them because he's done got them moved off somewhere else, and that's his business. I don't know all about it. I ain't looking to go to Venus. I'm not looking to go to Jupiter or Mars or nowhere else. If we'd have been intended to be there, Brother Hyatt, we'd be there right now. People can think what they want to. That's all right. That's up to them, and people's just deceived in a lot of truth. But what I'm saying is that he's far beyond that. Anything that you can see, he's so much higher than that. He went way beyond that, Brother Danny, and he's ascended. He said up here in the Word of God, up far above all heavens. He's far above all, Brother Robert, all heavens. He's far above all that, not only in his place where he's at, but thank God who he is. He's Lord, thank God. He's sovereign God over all, thank God. He's Lord and Savior. Listen, the Godhead decreed him Lord and Savior. Always has been, but he's speaking about here. He was here on this earth. Now he's ascended back, thank God, to the glory where he came from, thank God. He's right back where he came from, Brother Danny. He descended from heaven. Now he's ascended. He said, far above all heavens, notice this, that he might fill all things. Well, a lot to be said about that. And he's writing here to his church. And I think specifically he fills his church, Brother Hyde. He fills his church, his body. He fills the body of Christ, his body. But listen, Jesus descended and ascended. He had to do that, Brother Robert, to fill all the things of God. If you look back in time before Christ, you look back that all that God gave his people, all that he gave the nation of Israel, all that he gave all the prophets, all that he gave the psalmists, everything that he gave, everything he said, this is the way to do it. All that is pointing, thank God. Now listen to me. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But there was never nothing eternal to that. And without Christ fulfilling and filling all things, that meant absolute. That would have no value. It would have no weight, Brother High. It would never get anybody to God. It would never carry. It did, thank God, and it satisfied God, and they did it by faith, and they believed what God gave them, and God said, do it this way, and listen, they were found righteousness. Righteousness was found in that because they believed God. Yes. Not because of the works they was doing. Not because of the blood of goats and calves did not buy them no righteousness. The righteousness that was found in that, Brother Robert, because God said, do it this way. They did it. They believed God, and they proved that they believed God, and they did it, thank God. And there's where the righteousness came by faith. Faith means believing what God said. If he says, do this, thank God, once a year. If you do it, thank God, God will receive that. And he did for a year, and they had to keep going back. But what I'm saying is, when Christ died on Calvary, he descended, thank God. He lived, he died here on this earth. He ascended back into heaven. Listen, he filled what otherwise would be empty in that Old Testament time, in that old way, Brother Robert. That was, there was never no complete fullness of God in that, thank God, but Jesus filled that. He filled that where it was lacking in man. I'm telling you again, don't misunderstand it. Don't. I'm not saying that was no good before God. It was in that time because God gave it. And I'll tell you again, I've said many times, God never has nor will he ever receive anything that he did not give. He won't do it. He never has, Brother Robert. He never has. He never has. He never has. Look at Cain and Abel. Why did Cain, what happened to Cain and the sin that lied therein? Why did that happen? Because he tried to bring something to God that God did not give for him to give back, bring before him, and God did not receive it. He killed his own brother, sin lied at the door. There's a lot happened in that, Brother High. But listen, the root of that is he did not bring to God what God had given to him. He didn't. Abel did, and God received it. It was a more excellent sacrifice. Why? Because that's what God gave him. It's what God gave him. He didn't have no hand in it. God gave that firstborn. God gave that one without spot and without blemish. God gave that. What would you have to do with a perfect lamb being born? What would I have to do with that? Ain't got nothing to do with it. You might have fed it, might have gave it some grass. But when the conception of that perfect lamb takes place in that mother lamb's womb, what does man have to do? He didn't have nothing. Abel didn't have nothing to do with that, Sister Jennifer. That was all given to Abel by God. And God said, all right, I'll receive that. And listen, he ascended, thank God, that he might feel all things. Listen, you feel this morning. You have the fullness of God this morning because he ascended on high and he's at the right hand of the throne of God that he might feel all things. He filled all things of God. Listen, now I'm going to tell you that he said, listen, he's made higher than the heavens. He filled all things of God. Now listen, Brother Hyde, I think this is right. Here's how Jesus Christ, this is the filling of God this morning, the Holy Ghost in the church. In the body. I'm talking about in us this morning. Thank God that's what I'm talking about. In us. He's writing to the church. He's writing to this Ephesus, these Ephesian saints right here. That's who he's writing to, thank God, Brother Denny. And how did Jesus said, it's expedient me that I go to my Father. If I go not, the Comforter will not come. I'll not send the Comforter. He said in one place, the Father will not send. And he also said, I'll send him. Thank God. Jesus said, I will send him. Thank God. Listen, they're one and the same, child of God. Listen to me. He said here in the Word of God, that he fills us. He filled, thank God, with the Comforter that he sent. There's another one. Why did they not need another Comforter before? Why Jesus was here on this earth? Because he was here on this earth and he was the Comforter. He still is this morning. His spirit in the person of the Holy Ghost in us this morning, Brother Danny. There's the filling of God that he might feel all things, that he might feel. Listen, there's no, he's below nothing, Brother Hyde. Everything's below him, and he's far above all things, all things, all things, all things. And he feels everything that's below him according, thank God, to the will of God. He's the filling of God. He is God. But all things of God are found in him and filled in and by him. He filled all things. All things are filled. He said here in the Word of God, he said that he ascended far above all heavens. Why? That he might fill all things. Now he's going into the writing to the church here. And if you remember in the scripture, in verse number 8, and the psalmist put it this way, that he received gifts for men. He received gifts for men. The psalmist put it that way. He received gifts. In this scripture, in right to the church at Ephesus, he said in verse number 8, and gave gifts unto men. Remember, he led that captivity captive. The grave by death and death by sin is captive to us. He led that captivity captive. When he ascended back to heaven and he ever liveth, he's alive this morning. All that, thank God, he took captive, Brother Danny. And we're not held by that no more. Listen, the grave don't have no power over us no more. The death don't have no sting over us no more. And listen, we're not bound in bondage of sin no more. Why? Because that captivity that had us captive, he took it captive and led it. Thank God he took it away. Thank God he's at the right hand throne of God. And he said that he gave gifts unto men. This is, he ascended. He's no longer here no more, Brother Todd. He's no longer walking on the earth at this time. But he ascended and he gave gifts unto men. Gifts. There's a reason he gave them. Now, I don't get ahead of myself. But he's speaking of them here. He's speaking of them here. And he said here in verse number 11, and he gave some. Now, listen, church, if God calls you to do anything for him, You can rest assured he will equip you for the call that he called you. He don't call Brother Hyde and just throw somebody out there and leave them to stumble and wander along like a vagabond and don't know what they're doing and have to figure it out all on their own and figure this thing out and go to man. If God, the call of God and what God does through mankind here on this earth, and he does fulfill his will in this day and time we live in and through his church, his body, that's how God works. But what I'm saying is he equips them to do that he calls them to do. You don't have to go get it. You can't go down to the store and buy it. I don't think you can go to a college and man teach you either. Not the way of God. Can't do it. Why does God need a university to teach somebody how to do something for him? He don't. I'm not knocking all universities, not knocking school. That's not what I'm saying. They there for a purpose too, that Jesus made them also. Good or bad. Good teachings or bad teachings come out of them. He still made them for a purpose, thank God. It will fulfill the end, thank God, that he has in all things. Thank God he fills all things. You hear me what it's saying in the Word of God? He said, and he gave some apostles. He names them, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some, he said, pastors and teachers. He named them together. He said some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, these are gifts, thank God, that man don't obtain of himself. These are gifts that Jesus gave unto men. He gave them. That's why they're used of God, Brother Danny. How is the will of God accomplished in the church this morning? By the gifts that God gave the church. By the gifts that God gave man. I'll say again, nothing is received of God but what he gave. He don't do it. I'm telling you, I'm not putting God in no box. I'm just telling you that's what God receives is what he gives. That's what he gives. And it's a great verse, I'd say, in Psalm, that's what he said. That's what he means by, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. He put them in there, church. He put them in there, child of God. If you praying for it, it's because he put it in you. That's not saying you ask what you want to and you receive. He did say, ask anything according to my will. And my Father here, I'll hear you, thank God, and I'll answer it. I understand that that's in the will of God. But that psalm ain't talking about that. That's saying God put it in you. If you got a burden this morning and you got a desire, and you got things on your heart, if there's weights there and you're talking to God about it, if you're praising him, if you're worshiping him, if you're thanking him for what he's done, I'm telling you, God put every bit of it in you, and that's why you're doing it. There's a cause, if I can put it this way, there's a cause and an effect, and he's both. Y'all catch hold to that in a little while, and you'll understand what I'm saying. There's a cause and an effect. Man puts it this way. I know some of you teach in here, and I know y'all understand. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's a cause and effect. Thank God. Listen, he's the beginning of it. He's the beginning of it. He's the beginning. He said, some apostles. Now, listen, these is ministering gifts, that the gifts of God that Christ gave to man. These is not an imitation or an education of man. It's not, Brother Hyde. It's a gift that God. These are gifts that God gave. He gave this, thank God, to his people, to his children. He gave these gifts to the church, thank God. His body. The church is his body, and the body is his church. And God gave, thank God, these gifts for and to his body, the church, for the purpose, thank God. He's equipping them, thank God. He's equipped. Listen, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want to say this, that it's, again, this is not an invitation. It's not a job that somebody decides to take on. They say, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to learn how to do it, and some other man invited them to go to come be an evangelist or come be a prophet or come be a pastor or come be a teacher. That's foolishness. That's not the way it is. It's not of man, it's of God. And God gave it, and listen, if God don't give it, then man don't have it, and man cannot obtain it. What can you obtain from God, of God, from man? You can't do it. Now, I know there's people of God to help us down through the days. They're discipling, and I understand that. Jesus, listen, that's exactly what Jesus is doing here. Right. He is, Brother Hyatt, if I can say it that way. He's setting up discipling, his discipling through men, through women, through his body, through his church, thank God, to carry on and carry out and keep going, thank God, what he began. It all started with him. Eternity, Brother Danny, but I'm talking about he's here on this earth. It started with him in times, what I'm speaking about. I know it always had been. But there was a time, thank God, that he walked this earth, thank God. And if I can say this, Brother Hyde, if I could put it this way, and I'm not saying it, don't misunderstand me. But what he's saying here, that he gave to the church, these gifts that he gave to the church, why he is here on this earth, Brother Hyde, he is all of them himself. Yeah. Sure he was. You don't know who the best preachers ever walked the face of the earth? Him, Jesus. Sure. People won't put titles on man and lift them up. This word of God said he's far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Not some man, not some preacher, not some Sunday school teacher, not some evangelist, not some prophet. If they had anything to say about God, it's what they were saying about him, what he gave them, thank God. That's exactly right. He said here, the word of God, and some apostles. These are gifts that God gave. You remember now, this is the early church. It's the early church. His body. In time, Brother Danny, in time. We read in time here when this was written to these people. This is early church age. This is early church time. The Lord has ascended. He gave them apostles. He gave them apostles. I want you to look, if you don't turn there. He said he gave some apostles. Now, different beliefs on this. I'm not really going to go into that. But I'll tell you what John said. If you look in the Word of God, if you want to look there in the Word of God, in the first epistle of John, Brother Robert taught on this whole book not too terribly long ago. John said this. He was a beloved disciple. I understand, know that. He laid in the Lord's bosom. Looks like he heard the heartbeat of God. But listen, he said this. John said this. That which was from the beginning, he's speaking of Jesus right here. He said, which we have heard, we heard him. Now he's speaking about we literally heard him. We've heard him by faith. But John literally heard him, Brother High, speak out of lips that Jesus made himself, for himself. He heard him. He said, which we have seen with our eyes, he saw him. With these eyes, Brother Todd, physical eyes that you and I have, that we're looking at one another right now, John saw the Lord walking here on this earth. He saw him with these eyes. He said, which we have looked upon, they looked upon, notice this, and our hands have handled of the word of life. We've touched him. We've touched him. We've been with him. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it. Notice this, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Here's apostles. Here's this early church. Here's the beginning, Brother Danny, if I can say in time. Here's the church. He said, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. They walked with him. They seen him. They handled him. They heard him, thank God. Did not their heart burn within them? That's right. When he spoke to them, they walked by the way he spoke to them. Their heart burnt within them, Brother High. Because the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ burnt in their heart. It burnt in them. It did something. It did a work of God deep down inside of them. They walked with him. These apostles, they handled him, thank God. They handled him. What was their purpose? Purpose, thank God. He said, to manifest the light that was manifest, to have seen it and bear witness. They bear witness. Here's the beginnings of the early church age. There's the starting out of it in time, Brother Danny. God's doing a work here. The Lord's done ascended back, thank God. But he's left some men here that he's called, thank God. Them that walked with him. Them that heard his doctrine. Them that heard his preaching. Them, thank God, that saw his miracles. They seen the hand of God move in great mighty ways. They knew, thank God, that he was Lord, thank God. Peter said, to whom shall we go? That's right. Thou hast the words of eternal life. We are sure thou art the Christ. They walked with him, thank God, the Son of the living God. We are sure. Who convinced them that they were sure? That who convinced them, thank God, that he was the Son of the living God? God did. They was convinced, thank God, in their heart. The Holy Ghost did not abide with them believers at that time, Brother Danny, because Christ was here on this earth. Listen, I'm going to tell you who convinced them. Jesus did. He convinced them, thank God, and they was convicted and know, thank God, that he was the Son of God. They handled him. They walked with him. The beginning, thank God, here, God's gave these gifts, thank God. Here's the beginning, here's the starting time, a starting point, if I can say that, of the early church, the beginning of the church age right here as we know it, thank God, what Jesus has done. He's gave this to the church, not to the world. These gifts is give to his body. I'm not here to prove that to you this morning. The Word of God will, if you'll believe what he said in the Word of God. He'll tell you that specifically here shortly in the Word of God. He said apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. I looked into this. It looks like in the beginning, again, this is the time when Paul's right. It's the early. It's the beginning. It's the church, thank God. It's that time. It's the early church. In this time, thank God, these apostles, now again, they witnessed Christ. They witnessed his miracles. They witnessed his doctrine. They walked with him. They heard him. They seen him. They handled him. They touched him, thank God. They leaned on his bosom. They was close to him, thank God. They were there with him. God gave them apostles to the church, thank God, Brother Hyde. Here's the starting of the church age. Here's the beginning of it. Here's the beginning of it. Continue what he did while he's here on this earth. He's no longer here. In the body that was prepared for him to walk in, he's no longer here. His work's going to continue. Just because he ascended back to heaven didn't stop the work of God. Looks to me like, Brother Danny, if I can say it this way, it looks to me like in this time, in this age, it went wide open. The Lord's gone back. He's fulfilled, thank God, his purpose to glorify the Father and fulfill everything that he sent him to do is done. He's going back. He's gone back. He's at the right hand throne of God. He gave this, thank God, to continue what he started. They spread the gospel. They planted churches. Here's the beginning again of the church age. He said prophets. I'm talking about in this time now. You can study it out for yourself and you can see how these gifts of God were used in this time. Still today. He said this in the Word of God. Prophets. Prophets were used of God, Brother Robert, in this time now. Remember, in this time, they don't have this full Word of God that we have either right now. They didn't have it. In the early church age, they did not have this full Word of God, this what we call a Bible, to take care around that I'm holding this morning, that you're holding this morning. They didn't have that. They had Old Testament writings, thank God, listen, that pointed to Christ, that pointed to the one that ascended. And them prophets, Brother Robert, them prophets were used, thank God, and it's a lot of what they did. They expounded on the Old Testament prophecy that prophesied of Jesus Christ. The very one that he's telling them is the one that ascended is the same one that descended. The Old Testament prophecy, them prophets did that. Prophets were used to foretell. They foretold what was to come. If there's a true prophet, then what they said come true. If there's a false prophet and a liar, then it did. You know why that is? Because a true prophet was prophesying what God told him to prophesy, and man was making up his own theory. If I can put it that way, Brother Danny. I mean, that's pretty simple, but that's the truth. Yeah, that's why there's a false prophet. They were not prophesying what God said to prophesy. The prophecy they had, Brother Hyde, did not come from God. That's why it was false. God, who is the truth, and there's no lie in him, gave his prophets, his true prophets, the truth, thank God. And when they prophesied of it, you know why it come true? Only because that's what God said. It wasn't because what that man said. It wasn't in the Old Testament. It wasn't in what God gave to the church here, these gifts that God's given. God's given. It never was because man said it. It's because God said it. If that's true. He said evangelists. He gave this to the church. He gave it. He gave these gifts. He said evangelists. Now I want to turn to some scripture. And listen, these evangelists looks to me like in this time were ordained, and God, these apostles were used by God and had a hand in it according to the will of God in the ordination, ordaining of these evangelists. Now, I want to show you, look in 2 Timothy this morning. This is what God's done and what God's gave in the church. If you want to turn there, 2 Timothy, I think it is. If I can read my own writing, it ain't too good. 1 in 2 Timothy, I think it is, chapter 1, verse number 6. Paul's writing to Timothy here. He speaks about his faith, his mother and his grandmother. And he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. He said here in the word of God, the gift of God. And God gave son, and God gave gifts unto men. It's a gift of God that Timothy has. That's been given to him by God. His apostle here, Paul here, he said, putting on of my hands. These apostles, they these evangelists, they were ordained. Listen, they accompanied. You can read it. I don't have time to turn to all the scripture. You can read the book of Acts. You can read the New Testament. You see this for yourself. These evangelists, what was called this gift that God gave, these men that were considered evangelists, they accompanied in this age, in that church age, Brother Danny, they accompanied and went with them apostles and assisted them. They did. They did. They did that. And they were not, an evangelist was not, if I can put it this way, was not tied to one spot. They went about. They went out. Different than a pastor is what I'm getting at. Pastors were given to a local church, Brother Hatt. They were given to a local church. Now, I think he did tell pastors to do the work of an evangelist, but they were at one spot, so to speak. Not that God couldn't send them out and do anything else. That's not what I'm saying. But the evangelists were more with them. They were more moving around. They were more out and doing works of God until told different. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I think it is. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I think, verse number 9. He's writing to Timothy. He tells him, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, verse 7. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Then he told Timothy this, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Now it looks to me like Timothy, at this writing, Brother Hatt, at this writing, he said here in the word of God, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. He said, Croesus to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Titus is gone here. The other man's gone here. Demas has forsaken him. Looks to me like that Timothy's not with him at this time. He's doing a work of God somewhere else. He's not with the Apostle Paul at this time. And Paul said, do thy diligence to come unto me shortly. Called him back. Called him back. This man's out doing the work of God until he was called and told to do different. He said here in the Word of God, he said this, evangelists, and he said some pastors and teachers. Well, some think these are one and the same, and they are. You can say they're one and the same. Think, he said, Brother Height, apt to teach, didn't he? Apt to teach. Pastors will really give more to a locality, if I can put it that way, this gift that was given. And they were put there, thank God, to guide and lead, thank God, that body as instructed by Christ himself. Right, Christ is the head, and we're the body. And the leadership, thank God, the guidance comes, thank God. The instructing, the feeding comes from him, Brother Hyde. But there was a gift of a pastor that God gave the church, thank God, the avenue that come through. That's what God's doing. You say, why God do it that way? Because he wanted to. Yep. Again, Jesus is not in the body that he prepared for himself walking here on this earth at this time. He's gone back, Sister Jennifer, but the work's going to carry on. What he started is going to carry on. He said, hear the word of God. They guide, instruct, they're apt to teach, and they're more in a fixed position, if I can put it that way, than that evangelist. They're called, thank God, for that purpose. Here's a church. Here's a local body. There is, Brother Hyatt, there is a complete, and I know some people don't like the word because I guess they think it's tied to Catholic Catholicism, but it ain't. I guess you can, but I know what that word means. But there is a whole, in a whole, Brother Danny, and there is a universal body, a universal church that Jesus Christ, thank God, has saved by the grace of God. But we are, thank God, this morning in this local body. And we have a pastor that God's give us, if I can put it that way, that's fixed here. That don't mean that God can't call you and do something different with you, Brother Hatt. That's not what I'm saying. When I say fixed, I'm not putting God in a box and saying that he can't do nothing no different. I'm saying that's where God's got you right now in a position, in a locality, more of a fixed in a one place, thank God, if I can put it that way, ever right here. That's where God gave, thank God, the body. That's different than evangelist. That's different, thank God, than a teacher. Really, in early church age now, really in early church age, teachers were also to preach the gospel and instruct, notice this, and exhort the people in the church, the body. They did, to teach and instruct and exhortation, thank God, through the word of God, the body of Christ that God had gave to that church, that he gave to himself. It's his body. But he, again, Paul is writing here to a local church. Now, listen, this word of God is profitable, Brother Danny, to the whole church. He's writing to this local church. It's to us too. We don't cut this out because our name's Westside Baptist Church and not Ephesus Baptist Church or Church at Ephesus. It's written to us, Brother. But in time, specifically, he's writing to this. Why, I didn't get way ahead of us, but why did God give these gifts to men when he ascended on high? Again, it looks to me like now, and I know that he called some, Brother Hatt, and I know there was some he specifically, directly called himself, and it looks to me like the apostles is in that. I mean, he did definitely, he came to Paul, he called Paul. He's an apostle, called of God in due time, due season. God did that. But listen, it looks to me like, Brother Robert, while Jesus was here on this earth, It doesn't look to me, it looks to me like that for the purpose, these specific gifts were not handed out. He received them. The Word of God said he received gifts for men. And this Word of God said he gave gifts unto men. Who did he receive them from? Well, it looks to me like the Scripture would direct us, he received them from the Father. Thank God, and he gave them to men. He's here on this earth, Brother Robert, while he's here on this earth. He's the pastor, he's the preacher, he's the prophet, he's the evangelist, he's all of it. That's right. They're following him. That's right, sent from God. And their direction, thank God, when they needed spiritual direction and the direction of God, they got it directly from him. That's right. He's committed it, thank God. He's gave it, thank God. These apostles, he's here on this earth. He's here on this earth. Now he's not. He gave it, thank God, to men, faithful men, Brother Hyatt, to continue what he'd started, what he begun in time, what he began. And listen, they could not do it without his gifts. He gave of himself, Brother Hyatt. Not just on, I mean, he did on Calvary. He gave himself on Calvary. I understand he laid down his life. But listen, he gave his all. Listen, the only reason why the church is still going today is because of the gifts of God. He gave himself. He gave himself. They could not do it. He gave, thank God, what he gave here on this earth and what he gave his apostles, then he did tell them to commit. He gave that, thank God, to faithful men, to his people, his body, for the very purpose, he says it here, and I ain't got time to go in, but I'm going to read it, but he gave it, thank God, in my words, I'm not trying to change the word of God, but he gave it to continue what he started.
That's right. Yes, sir.
He's on high, far above heavens, the head, thank God, if you allow me to put it this way, directing the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. He's the head of it. He's the head of it. Listen, what directs your body? It ain't your heart. Now, I'm not talking about spiritual right now. I'm talking about physical. I'm talking about physical. Your heart don't direct your body. Your brain does. Where's that at? In your head. The direction comes from your head. If your heart's beating this morning, it is. If you're alive, I guess it is. You're alive. Your brain's telling it to. You ain't never told it to beat not one time. God has, and he uses your head to do it.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that right, Brother Hyatt? You know how this arm's moving? Because my brain's telling it to. If the nerves wasn't there and there wasn't no pathway for, I don't know all about that. I'm not no neurologist. But I'm telling you, that's how it happens. I know this much. I've had a nerve block before, and you can try all you want to, and you can tell yourself, and you can beat your head against the wall, and you can tell yourself to move your arm, and it will not happen. I had a cyst cut out, Brother Hyatt, right there, a scar. They did not put me to sleep. They put a needle in my underarm about that long, hurt like fire. Had electricity on it. And when they hit that arm, there were four men trying to hold that arm, brother. I ain't no real strong man, but I'm telling you, they had to. That's how they knowed where to shoot the block at. They hit the nerve. And when that thing's numb, I'm telling you, you can sit there and you can do all you can do, it ain't going to move. Why? Because the nerve's blocked. The signal can't get from your brain that's controlling it. The head can't tell the arm what to do. What's happening in the church this morning, Brother High? The head's telling the church what to do and supplying the church to do what he's telling them to do through these gifts that he left to the church. That's how he's doing it. That's why I've told you, Brother Hyatt, Brother Robert, church, child of God this morning, Jesus is still walking in his body, the church. The head still walking and fulfilling and the purpose of God through his body. I got clothes, ain't got time to go into it. Here's the reason that he gave the gifts, for the perfecting of the saints. That's one, for the work of the ministry, he started it. It's going to go on. He said, for the edifying of the body of Christ, his body. That's why he gave the gifts, Brother Hyatt. That's the reason why that he gave the gifts. He's here on this earth. He's the gift.
Yes.
He's the gift of God.
Yes.
He fulfilled all of them gifts in himself.
Yes.
But now he's gone back. And he gave them them gifts, thank God. The very gifts in him, the very essence of God that started and began the church, he left the same gift to continue.
He chose to use man, people, his church, his body. I'm not talking about people get all excited because they get chosen to be a president or CEO of some company, head up some big company. We're not talking about that, Sister Mary. We're talking about God chose you to continue what God Almighty himself started.
Yeah.
I find myself too, and I've done it here. We make too much of what man does and not enough of what God does.
Yes.
God bless you.